Bucky's is known for its clean bathrooms, endless gas pumps, and I couldn't wrap my mind around the wall of beef jerky. Well, a plan to build one on Monument Hill in El Paso County has thrown the town of Palmer Lake into turmoil. Next month, voters there will decide whether to recall two trustees and rewrite development rules over this. KRCC's Andrea Chalfin is following this story. Hi, Andrea.
Hello.
Palmer Lake, charming place. It remains the scene of my clumsiest fall off a paddleboard. but for those who've never gotten off I-25 to visit Palmer Lake, take us there.
Yeah, sure. Ryan, you know, I have actually never really used the word bucolic until I visited Palmer Lake. And when I did visit Palmer Lake, I just inherently understood what the word meant. It's a lovely small town, only about 2,700 residents. And it's part of what's known as the Tri-Lakes area, which includes Monument and Woodmore.
A small town with a big fight on its hands.
That is correct. And, you know, this is where we get to talk about Bucky's. Have you ever been to one?
Well, while I'm loyal to Johnson's Corner, I did check out the one north of Denver. And that's when I learned you can buy a waffle iron that imprints the beaver into your breakfast.
That does not surprise me, even though it would surprise me if I went and saw it again. A little tongue-in-cheek there, but for residents of Palmer Lake in northern El Paso County, there is nothing funny about this. For those who aren't familiar, Bucky's is a very, very large travel center. I've heard people describe it as the Las Vegas of travel stops. Dozens and dozens of gas pumps, sparkling restrooms, and as you alluded to or mentioned, it feels like acres of jerky. And the company, which is based in Texas, wants to put one along I-25 on Monument Hill. And it's found a parcel about 2 miles from the border of Palmer Lake. But to make the project work, Bucky's wants the town to annex the land so it can tap into the town's water.
Aha. Now, I think we're all familiar with big development proposals that produce local backlashes. Is that the story here?
Yeah. I mean, I would say, though, it is on the scale of local fights. This one, it's really getting up there. The annexation effort has been going on for nearly a year. Some allege even longer. People are mad. The mayor resigned after her text messages were leaked in a lawsuit. Bada bing, bada boom, special election.
I mean, this escalated quickly.
Yeah, well, it is more drama than we can probably fit in this conversation. But, the big thing going on right now is this special election. And as you said at the top, some of the residents are trying to recall two current trustees who were among those who originally said, yes, the annexation is eligible for consideration. Now, there was a third trustee on tap for a recall vote, but the board chose him to replace the mayor who had stepped down, which short-circuited that effort.
The idea here is to vote in new board members who will patently oppose annexation?
You could characterize it that way, but it is a 7-member board. Even if both recalls are successful, it really is unclear what that will ultimately make a difference when it comes to Bucky's. But backers of the recall allege that the two didn't do their due diligence when it came to considering the annexation eligibility and even colluded in executive sessions. And, you know, like I said, people are mad and they feel like they're not being heard. And on top of all this, there's also concerns about the integrity of this special election. That includes from one of the current trustees not under recall and questions about why the town didn't just coordinate it with the November election when it would have cost less to run and might have more people voting.
Uh-huh. So at the end of the day, how crucial is this special election to whether Bucky's comes to the top of Monument Hill?
Well, it could be pretty crucial, and not because of the recalls. That's because there's another item on the ballot, too. That's an ordinance that, if it passes, would essentially require the citizens of Palmer Lake to vote on any annexation the town considers.
Oh.
And it's written so that it would also cover anything that's already been approved by the Board of Trustees, anything that's already been approved by the Board of Trustees in the last year. So even if the town board ultimately approves Bucky's, this, in theory, would still give residents the final say.
Right. Okay, so it's retroactive to some extent.
Mm-hmm.
I want to go back to something you said, that people apparently accuse the town itself of not running the special election fairly. Has the Secretary of State gotten involved, or like the Attorney General?
Yeah, well, I checked in with both offices recently. The Secretary of State's office told me they have no jurisdiction over municipal elections, which is what this is. I've also checked in with AG Phil Weiser's office a couple of times just to see how much all of this is on his radar. And, you know, recently I was told the AG's office is reviewing the complaint and had no comment. But there is a little bit of an added political wrinkle. Senator Michael Bennett, who is running for governor, issued a recent statement against having a Buc-ee's in this specific location. His big concern is that it would be right next to protected open space and a major wildlife corridor. And then, of course, since Weiser is also running for governor, I do have to wonder if we'll hear from him on it at some point, too.
Mm-hmm. That race isn't until next year, so let's get back to the special election at hand. When is Palmer Lake's special election day?
September 9th.
Oh, very soon. Okay.
Yes.
And that is when we'll know what happens and possibly the future of the proposed Buc-ee's.
You know, I actually might give it a little bit longer than that. You know, like we talked about, Palmer Lake is a really small town. The week ballots went out, just over 2,100 were mailed. That included 32 overseas ballots. Even if there's 100% participation, those overseas ballots could make a big difference. And those have until the following week to get in. And the one thing that I think is worth noting here is that the people who would be most impacted on a day-to-day basis by the presence of a Buc-ee's, they don't actually live in the town. They're the people who live around it who aren't in the town of Palmer Lake. And so, you know, since they don't get to vote in this election, they're just kind of left waiting to see what will happen.
So much nuance to this. Thanks for walking us through it, Andrea.
Oh, you're welcome.